CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. 7 days to go until the election, and the presidential candidates are barnstorming battleground states. We begin with former President Donald Trump's campaign and CBS's Libby Cathy.
Before he is in Allentown today, he has a stop in Drexel Hill in Pennsylvania, and he's holding press availability at his beach club in Mar-a-Lago this morning. That, we believe, is to counter what we'll hear from Vice President Kamala Harris tonight, her closing message on the Ellipse.
That's where Mr. Trump spoke hours before the attack on the U.S. Capitol. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
They clearly wanted to remind people of the threat from Donald Trump. If he did that 4 years ago in his first term, what will he do in a second?
People in Minneapolis want to know why it took officials almost a week to arrest a man accused of shooting and wounding his neighbor months after John Sawchak was caught on video harassing the victim. CBS's Jared Hill.
The police department is facing backlash for not acting sooner.
We failed this victim 100% because that should not have happened to him. The Minneapolis police somehow did not act urgently enough to prevent that individual from being shot.
Sawchak is scheduled to appear in court later today.
Feel like you're getting more robocalls than ever? It's no wonder. CBS's Nancy Chen on a new consumer watchdog report that finds a lot of companies aren't in compliance with a new federal law.
Nearly 4,000 phone companies have installed anti-robocall technology in the last 3 years, but the report says only 47% have fully completed those measures.
McDonald's can thank Value Meals for turning around U.S. sales in the third quarter.
One, two, three.
The chain has beaten analysts' expectations with same-store sales up 0.3% as Americans looked for bargains amid skyrocketing prices. But the $5 meal may not be enough to save McDonald's from fourth quarter earnings and fallout from this month's E. coli outbreak linked to raw onions on its quarter pounders. Yankees fans have been leaving offerings like baseballs and sunflower seeds at Babe Ruth's grave, hoping it'll bring the Bombers back from the brink of elimination. Tonight's Game 4 of the World Series is a must-win with the Dodgers up 3-0. Yankees manager Aaron Boone.
Hopefully we can, you know, go be this amazing story and shock the world. But right now it's about trying to get a lead, trying to grab a game and force another one and then on from there. But we got to grab one first.
No team in MLB history's ever come back from a deficit like that. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Within the battleground state, Racine is a battleground county. For the second time in a week, a vice presidential candidate spoke at Memorial Hall. Senator J.D. Vance took his turn last night and pushed back against criticism of a New York Trump rally Sunday.
I'm not worried that a joke that a comedian who has no affiliation with Donald Trump's campaign told, that a lot of people are going to wake up and say, oh, we're not going to vote for Donald Trump now. We're going to look past the fact that we can't afford groceries because somebody made a joke that we don't like.
Governor Tim Walz was in Racine last week and was in Waukesha yesterday. There he met with former Republican Mayor Sean Riley, who's endorsed the Harris-Walz ticket. Racine County will have more voting later in November. A primary is on November 21st for the county executive position. Four candidates are running. The two leading candidates will face off in a final election December 19th. A 24-year-old man was critically injured in a shooting on Wolf Street near Main in Racine early Sunday. Police have identified a person of interest in the case. The Racine Zoo has announced the passing of Yule, a 58-year-old gibbon who had lived at the zoo since 1986. Zoo officials say they made the decision to euthanize Yule due to health decline. And Red Apple Elementary in Racine is set to become a K-8 STEAM-focused school, opening in about a year. The RUSD board has proposed renaming it after Dr. Laurel Clark, a NASA astronaut from Racine. They're seeking community input on the change. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Bucks lose to the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks were down by 11 with 7 minutes to play, but they couldn't keep up. They lose to the Celtics 119-108 in Boston. The road trip continues in Memphis Thursday night. Packers working on a game plan for the Lions. The NFL Network's Ian Rappaport on Jordan Love's groin injury.
Sources say the MRI came back relatively clean for Jordan Love. It's basically just a groin strain, which is the kind of thing where he's going to get treatment. He's already been getting treatment today, going to get treatment all week.
Matt LaFleur on that report.
So I don't know where that information comes from, quite frankly. And I'm surprised it's coming. I hope it's not coming from inside our building.
College football, the Badgers play the Hawkeyes in Iowa. Saturday night, kickoff at 6:30.
Not a whole lot of time, right? You have a night game. I mean, it turns over pretty quick, and now we got to move on. That was probably the biggest message on Sunday, is our ability to kind of regroup and reload, because we got to get rolling.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle with sports. I'm Mike Clemens. WRJ.
It is going to be warm and windy today with near record highs in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to between 30 and 40. Tonight, 66. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with falling temperatures and a chance of thunderstorms late tomorrow into tomorrow night. We'll drop into the upper 60s by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
My Local news, timeless hits, yeah, they're back. WRJN. And when I was a kid, you know, you take things so seriously when you hear it on the radio. And I actually was taking notes when I was a little kid listening to this song, because what do you get when you fall in love, especially the upset tummy one? Dionne Warwick on WRJN.
Those chains.
From Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Timeless is just like that. WRJN. Temptations Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Dionne Warwick right before that. What do you get when you fall in love? Well, you get an upset tummy and you get pneumonia and you get germs. And then after that, they never phone you. Yeah, I'll never fall in love again. Well, until I get home. I'm in love with my husband. I'm in love with my dog. I'm in love with my kids. What else am I in love with? Oh, yeah, Tootsie Rolls, because that's always the candy that's left over from the Halloween trick-or-treating night. Yeah, nobody wants the Tootsie Rolls except for moi. Hey, first time you heard these timeless hits, they were no doubt played on vinyl, and I still play some stuff from vinyl, but now we have our artist of record, and baby, we are bringing vinyl back. So an artist of record, when you hear Dusty Springfield, Son of a Preacher Man, you know what? And that's going to be between 11 and 12, hint, hint. When you hear that, be my fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN, and you'll win Dusty Springfield's album. Yeah, a full album, not a 45, but a 33. And that album is courtesy of Time and Again Music and More, and Sturdivant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And to top it off, everybody who wins this month qualifies for an actual this month into all the way through November, we'll win an actual record player so you can play the music you win. That drawing will take place November 22nd.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
The following is furnished by Excel Media Pros. Are you battling addiction? Call Rehabs America for a free consultation. Drugs and alcohol can destroy your life. Our program offers a complete medical detox plus inpatient drug and alcohol treatment. Your insurance may cover 100% of treatment. Many have already completed our program and are living substance-free lives. Call for your free consultation now. 800-210-5811. That's 800-210-5811. Hope is one phone call away. Call 800-210-5811.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico, and if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. My sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walk in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my
Timeless Hits, WRJN, the late, great Ricky Nelson. WRJN. Hey, you know, we got beautiful weather right now. Just if you get a chance, stick your head outside. Oh, feels so good. 72 degrees right now.
You don't need.
She had a gorgeous voice, and she Mary Wells and My Guy. I'm Cindy Huber on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Next hour, when you hear Dusty Springfield sing Son of a Preacher Boy. Preacher Man. All righty. It's like only my favorite song. That's why I mispronounce it all the time. Yeah, whatever. But anyway, when you hear that, be my fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN. And I just looking at all the injuries we've got in baseball now with Ohtani, but he still did pretty good. I said, did you see clips they were showing Japan? Everybody is right in front of that tube at 11:30. It was at 11:30 in the morning for them, and it was late at night for us. And they're sitting there watching the game. Yeah, it's huge right now. In Japan, they just love baseball and they just love Ohtani. They're all having a lot of fun with it. My daughter is too. Who knew? Now she's a baseball fan. Finally, it only took her 30 years. But one thing I've got to mention, football too. A lot of injuries in football. And I mentioned yesterday, any more injuries, you and me are going to be out there on the football field playing the game because there won't be anybody left. But our Packer football season continues and we air the games live on WRJN. So if you can't watch it, you can always listen live on WRJN. And this Sunday's game against the Lions starts with pregame at 1, kickoff at 3:25. Packer football on WRJN is sponsored locally by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. By the way, today is the delicious grilled ham and cheese with French fries. Make sure you get the grilled cheese on top of the fries and everybody stays crisp. All right. Today is the special at Lee's Deli for that. Gabriel, the promoter, online at GabrielPromotes.com and by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. And if you get a chance to talk to any of our sponsors, please thank them for bringing us football on WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 Racine and 98.1 Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Once you're done voting in Racine County, you get to do it again. In less than a month, there will be a primary in the contest to be the next county executive. Four candidates have officially entered, with the position left vacant by Jonathan Delagrave's unexpected death. The primary ballot features County Clerk Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos from Racine County Emergency Management, former educator Melvin Hargrove, and local businessman Ralph Malicki. The primary is November 21st, with the two leading candidates facing off in a final election December 19th. A 24-year-old man is in critical condition following a shooting in Racine early Sunday morning. Police were called to the report of a shooting on Wolf Street near Maine. The victim was taken to a local hospital before being flown to Milwaukee. Investigators say they've talked to witnesses and a 21-year-old person of interest has been identified. The Racine County DA's office says they're reviewing potential charges. Racine Unified wants your thoughts on renaming a school. A new chapter is starting for Red Apple Elementary as it prepares to become a K-8 STEAM-focused school. It's scheduled to open in just over a year. The RUSD board has proposed renaming the school after Dr. Laurel Clark, a Racine native and astronaut who lost her life in the Space Shuttle Columbia tragedy. Community members are being invited to share their thoughts on the potential name change through a link on the Racine Unified website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Summer is here today. High temperatures will attempt to shatter records as we soar to 80 degrees. Winds will be whipping out of the southwest, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, keeping us warm overnight, too. More records are on the line by tomorrow morning as lows only fall to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Crystal clear ocean to ride on the crest of a wild raging storm.
and the living in search of the answers to questions unknown. To be part of the movement, part of the growing, part of beginning to understand. I could have told the places you've been to, the things that you've shown us, the stories you tell. You bring us beside you, light up the darkness and show us the way. For though we are strangers in your silent world, to live on the land we must learn from the sea. To be true as the tide, and free as a wind swell, joyful and loving in letting it be.
Says right here on WRJ. And yeah, I was talking to somebody over the weekend and they said, yeah, you never hear about that one show, Jacques Cousteau. And remember when that was on the tube all the time in the 70s? And his ship, the Calypso. And I remember John Denver did that too, Calypso. But you know, it'd be kind of a fun surprise to spring on you on a Tuesday afternoon.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see a reflection of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love you took from me. Oh, I'm all alone now. No love to shield me. Trapped in a world that's a distorted reality. Happiness you took from me and left me alone. With only memories through the mirror of my mind, through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt I can't control. Lost from the hurt that you have caused everywhere.
like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go. She'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
Local news and timeless hits right here on WRJ. And Peter and Gordon, I go to pieces. Hey, trick-or-treating times for October 31st on our website, our Facebook, WRJN.
Of the season, when love runs high, in this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands to take you in this time to promised lands, to show you everyone is the time of the season for love. What's your name? Your daddy,
who's your daddy? Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
who's your daddy,
here is.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly,
tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for
in front of Halloween. Those darn zombies. Time of the season on WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. Don Rosen has given away so many cool things that I'm actually really jealous. He's got the Pure Soul tickets, that show that was that R&B soul show that was canceled earlier this summer, and it's back and it's coming to Festival Hall. But another one, and I know about this band, Secondhand News. They're going to be at Memorial Hall. They're unbelievable. They're huge in Illinois. This band comes out, they sell out there. And so now they're coming to Memorial Hall, and they are, let me just double check. Yeah, at Memorial Hall. You can get tickets at the events page of festivalpark.com, or you can listen every day this week to Don Rosen from 6 to 9 right here on WRJ, and it'll give you a taste of how great this band sounds. Take a listen to this. That is what the band sounds like. I mean, that is going to be a great show. And Don Rosen has your tickets to win tomorrow from 6 to 9 right here on WRJN.
Sure, it's election season. But there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is introducing their newest Kringle creation. O&H's Bourbon and Butterscotch Kringle has a delicious butterscotch filling layered with bourbon-infused caramel pudding. Then O&H's flaky Kringle pastry is topped with buttery streusel and a honey glaze with a touch of oak essence. It's sensational, so be sure to try it this week. Enjoy scratch-made authentic Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Wouldn't it be nice to have fully funded local public schools and not have to pass referenda increasing our property taxes to keep them opened? Wouldn't it be nice to have affordable child care and paid family leave? Stupid questions. Of course it would be nice. So why don't we have these things? Instead of funding these things, our Republican state legislators wanted to give those making over $400,000 a year a large tax cut and removed a 10% tax cut for us from the budget. How does that help us? Our communities have already lost too much. How much more are we willing to lose before we realize that these people elected to represent us aren't? We need to stop cutting taxes for the rich and corporations and instead make them pay their fair share of taxes and join us in supporting our communities. Think carefully about who you vote for and make your vote a positive one for our communities.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This right here at WRJN. Stuart J. Waddles with local news coming up. Mike Clemens with sports and CBS National News. All just minutes away right here on WRJN.
Cracklin' rolls a geet on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know.
WRJN.
Hey, baby, the plan I saw, the one we used to hear when we used to get along. Hey, baby, the plan I saw, let's get back together, that's where we belong. It's the one with the pretty melody. It made us feel so groovy. We fell in love, just like in a movie. Hey, baby, the plan I saw, the one they used to play when we used to get along. Hey, baby, the plan I saw, let's get back together, that's where we belong. Cause enough fears are coming back to me.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. 1 week till Election Day. CBS's Libby Cathy reports former President Trump is due to speak soon, and he'll campaign in Pennsylvania.
Before he is in Allentown today, he has a stop in Drexel Hill in Pennsylvania, and he's holding press availability at his beach club in Mar-a-Lago this morning. That, we believe,